Your sadness comes in episodes. It's erratic. It's a recurring thing. Also, it's mostly invisible. But everything becomes blurry. Your face burns and your right cheek itches. A teardrop has escaped and it runs down, halting for a second just a little bit next to your nose, before it finally drops and sticks to the mat. Physical exercise has been your strategy to make you feel strong and pretty, to overthrow a sad day. But tonight, it feels like an overture to a forlorn defeat. It wasn't too long until you eventually got offended by their exclusive genre of comedy, and how quickly they got annoyed by you always asking to clarify what you register as ambiguous remark. They barked and said hurtful things, and you bottled everything in. Your sister is a psychologist. After listening to your sobbing, she said that when you're feeling sad, you should try and bring your body to an open position. Unfold, untangle, uncurl. Make bigger gesture. Look up and massage your face in a circular upward motion. You should move. Heck, if you can, you should even dance. It's called facial feedback theory. She said, you're not crying because you're sad. You're sad because you're crying. So don't cry too much, don't succumb, don't feed the emotion by accommodating the shape and size they want. Because when your body gives up, your emotion have no way out. Stand up, Riani, try smiling if you can. It won't stop you from being sad, but it will help you feel sad just enough. You are good with just enough. From your Islamic upbringing, you learn to control your movement so you can control your action. If you become angry while standing, then sit down. If you are sitting down and you still feel like you want to hit people in their face, lay down. If you're lying down and you can still feel a lump in your chest swelling, your fingers prickling, and throbbing pain radiating to the strongest place like your elbow, your knees, your nose, then take a wudu. Wudu supposedly purifies you. It's the first step to the daily prayers from which people find solace, not just because of the spiritual meaning but also the technicalities of it. You basically splash water all over yourself. It starts with your hands, then your mouth, to your nose. Then you wash your face, best part, in your opinion, before proceeding to your arms, from your fingertips to just a little bit above your elbows. Then run your wet fingers through your hair. Stop at your ears and give them a good scrub too. Before lastly, you wash your feet. And if all the cleansing and the coolness of the water still don't shoot you, then your last bet is to actually do a prayers and ask God to calm the raging storm from within. Find solace through wudu. You add that thought to the queue, but you decide what more pressing now is getting done with the crying.